Whilst there may be uncertainty about whether there'll be a deal or not on Brexit when the UK leaves, there's absolutely no uncertainty about the impact of what a no deal would do to the beef industry. It would simply wipe it out. And wipes it out in either one of two ways. Basically, if there's no deal and the UK leaves the European Union, and any trade then that's done between Britain and the European Union countries like Ireland is done on the third country basis, which means tariffs have to be paid. Now, when it comes to agriculture produce, tariffs are the absolute highest of any. There's tariffs on, a range of goods. Some things like timber, the tariffs next to nothing. Cars, for example, which is much in the news at the minute in the context of Nissan, tariffs 7.9%, just under 8%. But when it comes to beef, there's some beef products where the actual tariff would be more than the value of the beef itself. So in other words, when it comes to manufacturing mince-type beef for burgers, the cost of that with WTO tariffs applied would double. And that effectively wipes out the market for 300,000 tonne of Irish beef because it's simply not sustainable to do that business. That's one problem. The second problem then is the UK has the option of saying, well, look, we're not going to charge full WTO tariffs. We're going to charge a very reduced tariff or maybe no tariff at all. If that is the case, then they can't say, well, we're going to do this for our former colleagues in the European Union. They have to do it for the entire world. And if we look at the EU imports last year, three quarters of them came from a combination of Brazil, Argentina and Uruguay. Those countries, beef there at the moment is as low as 2.11 per kilo in Argentina, 2.16 in Brazil. Those countries then could export to the UK tariff-free. So either way, Ireland's damned if it's a tariff. And it's damned if there's no tariff. We lose that market. Now, all the other sectors of Irish agriculture get hurt. Pig meat goes to the UK. Dairy sends a quarter of its production to the UK. Even some sheep meat. But the reality is, for every other category, there's at least some alternative markets. Dairy and pig meat are competitive at a global market level. Irish beef, whilst the price is bad at the minute, is a long way off what it is in Brazil. And what we in the Farmers Journal, and doing a bit of work a couple of weeks ago there, figured out was, you know what, that could hit another euro per kilo of Irish beef if we were to finish up in that no-deal scenario.